Country's 93.3 KIOA on the 40th anniversary of Mr. Dick Young's. Polly Maxwell here, Tip Fox over there, and the old youngster, Youngsy Freddie Cannon. Good friend, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
really.
Wait, hold on. Is this Freddie Cannon on the phone? Hello, is this Freddie?
Can you hear me?
Yes!
All right.
Freddie Cannon, everybody!
Hey, thank you, guys. What, are you having a party there or something?
Yeah, we're having a party, Freddie.
You have any cake there?
Yeah, we got two cakes there, man.
Good.
Two or three.
Very good. when you interview me, Dixie, Young, you know what happens is you get the interview right away because my records are real short. You notice that? 152, you know, get it over with and get right to the interview.
Get out of here.
Freddie, happy anniversary to you, my boy.
Thank you, Freddie.
I'm glad you're doing good and you're still surviving and you're still on the air and you got good company with you today, huh?
I sure do, man. I got some of the best.
Huh?
Yeah, some of the best in the city.
In radio, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You as a rock and roll recording artist, you relied on folks like Dick, didn't you, over the years? Really?
Yeah,
I mean, you became
definitely
close personal friends with him. I don't think that happens much today with disc jockeys.
No, it doesn't happen. Yeah, second of all, guys know that most radio stations are not even playing. They're starting to play in the late 60s, the 70s and 80s. And, you know, nothing wrong with that. It's just that that's the way the program and the demographics go. So I don't know what some acts feel slighted or something. But, you know, you got to go with the flow. I mean, that's what's happening. So, yeah, you're right. Dick Young's and radio stations, KIOA, even way back then, they played me to death. I mean, it was just great.
You've been here many times performing live, too, and Youngsy's introduced your shows. Do you have any memories of Youngsy doing some of your shows?
Yeah, falling off the stage, you mean? No, only kidding. No, he's always been good. When he brings you on the stage, I mean, he makes you feel like you're a star. I mean, he's just like yourself. Who's this, Malcolm?
Malcolm.
Who is it?
It's the Malcolm and Polly Morning Show.
So okay. I don't know what I was talking to. What I want to say is that, you know, most radio people on stage will bring an act on the stage and make them feel, when you come out, you belong. You know what I mean? And that's how Dick Young's introduced me over the years many, many times. And, you know, you can't ask for more than that. And then on top of it, playing my records and being a friend and just a lot of things, you know. It just it rolls into one thing, you know. It's just great.
Well, Freddie stayed at my house a couple of times when he came.
Right.
Right, Freddie?
That's right. Had
those crab sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you a little quick story.
Okay.
I'll tell you what Youngsy loves to do. I don't know if he still does it, but we used to drive down Main Street down in Des Moines, and he would honk the horn and wave to people, even if they didn't wave to him. He didn't care.
I know.
He just waved.
You should be in a parade with him, Freddie.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, you know, what he's waving at? I said, "Why are you waving?" Like, nobody looks at you. They just waves, and the people go, "This guy must be crazy."
That's all he did. If there's a pretty girl walked by, you
that's
was.
It.
Yeah.
Did you know he did that too? My goodness.
I have one story about Freddie Cannon, okay?
Okay.
So, now he'll probably deny this, but we're out at the Val Air. Freddie's one of the entertainers that night. He gets on first, so he's got a lot of time to burn. I'm there emceeing, so I had a little TR3, little Triumph 3, okay? So he said, "Let me buy you a car." And I said, "Okay, I'll let you borrow my car." He says, "I'll be back at midnight." Okay. So he's single back in those days, and so I let him use my little car. And so 11 o'clock rolls around, 11:30, 12 o'clock, 12:15, I'm sitting out on the front stairs at the Val Air waiting for Freddie Kenny. He shows up at 1 o'clock. He had my car all that time.
The show was over.
The
show was over, and you were waiting there, right?
I was waiting for you, Freddie.
Well, all the acts went home, and you stayed there waiting for me.
I waited for you.
That's what you call a friend, though.
Yeah, that's right, buddy.
Freddie,
you're a real friend. I don't need any enemies. I got you.
Hey, Freddie, thanks for calling in today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And for Dick Young's, I mean, anything. He's just a great friend, and I'm sure all the people like you guys at the station, you know, I'm thrilled to have him. I mean, he's been there for, he's like part of the woodwork over there. I know that. So, God bless you, Dick, and
you,
happy anniversary to you.
Love you, man.
Freddie Cannon, everybody. Freddie.